Photographers who wanted to document work in America used to go to factories and shipyards and out to the farms, but the jobs now are in offices, stores, restaurants, and hotels. Photographer Kit Miller spent 3 years with workers in one of the fastest-growing industries in the country, gambling casinos. NPR's Howard Berkus has her story and the stories of some of the people she found behind the gaming tables.
Kit Miller was taking pictures of people in South America when she realized she knew little about the people at home. Growing up in Nevada, she had little contact with casinos or their workers, so she vowed to capture their lives in images and words and maybe learn something about the changing nature of work.
You know, all of those heavy industry jobs like car manufacturing and clothing manufacturing have fled south or have gone overseas, and a lot of what's left is the theme parks and the restaurants and the hotels and really those service industry jobs. So yeah, I am interested in who does those jobs and what kind of people they are, what kind of income they're making, why do they stick with it, what's in it for them.
One of the people Kit Miller photographed and interviewed sweeps among slot machines in Harrah's Casino in Reno. Art Gonzalez whisks scraps of paper, crushed cups, and cigarette butts into his dustpan, careful not to disturb the rhythmic plunking of quarters and yanking of slot machines.
I have to be careful because a lot of people, they sometimes they have a tradition not to sweep the piece of paper because it's a bad luck. Sometimes they get mad, you know, you have to observe it. Sweep the shoes, you know, accidentally they get mad. Sometimes all the mess is over here, don't touch it. You're giving me bad luck.
Art came from the Philippines in 1981, and he makes $7 an hour as a cleaning specialist, but then he turns around and invests $150 to $200 a month in stock. And so he, to me, is just a real interesting example of somebody who is an immigrant, you know, but sort of has this business head and really wants the American dream so bad that he's willing to work for the low wages.
And willing to endure the condescending treatment he sometimes gets from some casino patrons.
I disregard those things because it might disturb me. All my plan here, trying to save money, you know, for my only daughter. If I could support her in her college day, I'd be happy.
In his off-work photo, I have him sitting with his father and his daughter, who's 10, and he's smiling at his daughter, and the daughter is smiling at the camera. And it says it all to me, you know, he's doing it for his family, for his daughter, and looking at the next generation as getting the payoff of his labors.
It's a substantial payoff so far, despite the low pay. Art Gonzalez has invested and earned more than $60,000, and his portfolio of gambling and computer stocks is up more than 1,000%. Casino supervisors seek his stock market advice.
People have said to me, "What's his secret? I'd like to talk to that guy."
Though Gonzalez gambles with stocks, he doesn't gamble in casinos much.
$20 and that's enough, $30, you know, once in a while. Because I'm here in Reno, so I have to play once in a while too. It's a sin if you let gamble when you live in a place like this.
Sin is something Ellie Hayes sometimes thinks about in this casino craps pit. Hayes is the pit boss. She watches bettors slide stacks of chips onto lucky numbers, then eyes the dice rolling down the table. She tracks the money and makes sure nobody cheats. Gray-haired and grandmotherly, Hayes has spent 39 years in casinos, 13 in the pits. A devout Catholic, she works the late shift on Sundays, so she won't miss church. She hates to gamble herself, she says, because losing makes her mad. But Hayes sees nothing contradictory in her faith and work.
To me, it's like an adult Disneyland, except that it's very, very clear to me that if you're abusing gambling, if you're gambling and you're spending the grocery money and you're not going to have any food to feed your family, I think that's very sinful. So that part of it bothers me, that there is addiction, but I'm an addictive person myself. I'm a recovering alcoholic almost 28 years. And you don't close supermarkets because they sell booze and there's alcoholics. If somebody wants to gamble, they'll find gambling. They don't have to go to a club.
Ellie Hayes doesn't just leave it there. Sometimes at work, she's approached by someone needing help. She hands out cards with sunny and supportive messages and offers a sympathetic ear.
One gentleman, I was working in the Baccarat area one day, and he came up to me and he told me that his life was a mess. I'm on the verge of divorce. And I said, well, why do you come? What you have to do is get help. But I would never walk up to someone on the floor and say, I think you have a problem. Because you have to admit yourself that you have a problem. Someone can't tell you.
Hayes calls this witnessing, which is something she does away from the casino with Mary Knoll nuns in poor neighborhoods in Central and South America. At home, she quietly brings faith and peace to the noise and glitter of the casino.
I think God is needed everywhere, and I think He is everywhere. And I've met more good Christians in Harrah's among the workers and among the people who come there than I've ever met anywhere.
When I started this project, I think I expected to find people who sort of didn't have a life.
Photographer Kit Miller.
People who were low-wage workers, who were transients, who, you know, didn't maybe have anything else going for them. And I found people who are spiritual leaders. I found parents who were extremely involved with their children. And I found scientists, you know, who do the casino work because they can't get a full-time living wage out of being a scientist.
Botanist and bellman Jerry Team pulls a luggage cart to a waiting car and waiting guests outside a Reno casino hotel. Team and his cart are blurred in Kit Miller's photograph. They move fast. Team's been hauling luggage, chauffeuring guests, and giving advice on everything from restaurants to brothels for 8 years.
He grew up in Reno. He's seen the alcoholism, you know, the drug addiction, people on the make all the time. And he knows that if you hang around casinos after work, you know, you'll get in trouble. You'll blow your paycheck.
Jerry Team's off-work photograph shows him peering through a monocular at the tiny flowers of a mustard-like plant.
On weekends and days off and vacations, I'm a botanist. More specifically, I guess, I'm an endangered plant expert. The problem I've had is there just aren't full-time botany jobs in Nevada. And that's why I was looking for something else to do and wound up being a bellman. I spent a lot of time doing just general collecting. We still find occasionally plants that are new to science out across the state. In fact, I've discovered 18 plants in Nevada that are new to science. I have 5 of them named for me.
Stroganovia teamii is the mustard plant in the photograph. Team found it on a gravelly slope outside Reno, confounding experts who thought it only existed in Asia.
I think it's so peaceful being out there, and I just camp out wherever I go. And one thing I really delighted about in Nevada is that you can camp where you cannot see a light. And then you sit on the tailgate of the car until it gets just pitch black.
This doesn't mean Team resents the bright lights and crowds at work. He likes his job, he says, despite the obnoxious people he sometimes serves.
When you get somebody like that, you can't let it bother you. You have to just ignore them and go on to the rest of the people. And I find that far and away the majority of the people, if you're nice to them, they're nice to you. Dealing with these nice, friendly people, I find it to be very enjoyable. Like I said, it's not a life to me. It's a job. And that job is not my avocation. So as long as I have that sort of a mindset, I'll be fine. I could work at a casino for the rest of my life and it wouldn't bother me.
Karen Burns spent 20 years in casinos as a showgirl. She rummages through her costume collection, body gloves covered with beads, bangles, mirrors, and rhinestones. Some costumes weigh 20 pounds and cost $10,000 to make. Burns now produces casino shows and a one-woman play called Confessions of an Old Showgirl.
Biggest myth about being showgirls is that you're not intelligent and you don't have morals. you know, it's like, oh, let's invite a couple of showgirls to the party, and they think you're going to walk in with trench coats and naked underneath and dance on the tables. And it's kind of curious because it's like any walk of life is, yeah, you have some people that are pretty wild, but I've known some school teachers that are wilder than a lot of showgirls I hang out with. Usually people come up to me after my presentation. That's the two things that they'll say that surprise them the most, that number one, I was college educated, number two, that I've been married to the same man for 20 years, and that I'm intelligent, articulate. No, should I read my reviews?
Burns was physically and emotionally uncomfortable whenever she danced topless. But her most embarrassing moments were her first in the business, when she was the lone woman in an all-male review of dancing drag queens.
For my first shot in show business, I don't know if I've ever really recovered. It is, you know, I always say, you know what it does to your ego to be on stage for the first time in your life and having an audience trying to decipher if you're a man or a woman, you know? I mean, it can be a bit unsettling because they're checking you out the whole time. Well, it could be her, it could be her, it could be... Because at the end of the show, they say, now our real girl, Karen Burns. And to have an audience go, oh, no, I didn't think it was her. I thought it was the good-looking one over there. You know, they have guys that are better looking than you, you know, in a bra and a G-string and a showgirl outfit. It's pretty scary.
The men taught her a lot, she says, about makeup and costumes and their ability to transform. Burns has a thriving business now and one of the world's biggest collections of showgirl costumes.
I don't think that you could say universally that people like working in the casino and hotel industry, but I found a lot less complaints and frustration with the jobs than I expected to find.
Photographer Kit Miller.
You'll find waitresses there who've been working for 30 years and they've been able to buy a home and send their kids to college. So they don't feel embarrassment about the work they do as long as they're justly compensated for it.
Kit Miller's work, her photographs and interviews inside the glitter, will be featured in exhibits in Las Vegas beginning in January. She's also preparing a book and planning to take her lenses and tape recorder to the newest casino workers on Indian reservations and Midwestern riverboats. This is Howard Berkus reporting.